lean in. In my lesson yesterday, I told you about the fall of the human race. It's all recorded in chapter 3 of Genesis. As a result of sin, the whole universe was placed under a curse. The whole creation longs for redemption. And one day, God will create new heavens and a new earth. And there shall be no more curse, no more death, no more sin, no more sickness or sorrow, no more sin. It was in the midst of all of this, this devastating thing that happened to the human race, in the midst of their hiding, in the midst of their fear, in the midst of a terrible situation, God speaks the first proclamation of the gospel. God said to Satan, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This was the first promise in the Bible that a Savior, a Messiah, a Redeemer would one day come. This passage relates some very interesting things. First, it says that the seed of woman. That sounds strange because one usually thinks of the seed of man. Many scholars believe this early passage is a foreshadowing of the virgin birth. The seed of the woman rather than man. I've heard some preachers say that was a misinterpretation, that women don't have seed. Of course they do. But nonetheless, the second thing that I noticed in this passage, it speaks of spiritual warfare. There's going to be strife between the followers of Satan and the followers of the seed of the woman. All humanity was going to be divided into two groups. Some of the seed of the woman, some of the seed of the serpent. And thirdly, it also tells us the day will come when the head of the serpent, the authority of Satan, is going to be crushed, and the instrument of that crushing will be the bruised heel of the seed of the woman. Satan bruised his heel, but he crushes Satan's head. Had God left out the third chapter of Genesis, mankind would have no idea, no explanation for the existence of evil on this earth. Had God not told mankind about this sin, he would not know where evil came from. I'm going to leave this chapter 3 and go over to chapter 4. Chapter 4 gives the story of Cain and Abel. This is the way that chapter 4 begins. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. She again bare his brother Abel. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was very angry. And the Lord spoke with Cain and said, "Why are you angry? And why is your countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt not you be accepted? And if you doeth not well, sin lieth at the door. Some have said that because he did not bring a blood sacrifice, God rejected him and his offering. They said that God would not accept the fruit of his hand, the fruit of his labor, as an offering. The Bible says that by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Both brought an offering. One, by faith, he offered it to God. The other, with sin lying at the door. If it's not of faith, it's sin. They were not bringing a sin offering. They were bringing a love offering. Both brought an offering. You may not be a rancher. You may be only a farm boy. You may be poor, not rich. And you think that what you have to bring to God is so insignificant that God certainly would not accept it. I don't think that way. I believe that if what you have to give to God is all that you have, and it is the best that you have, I believe that God will accept it, unless there is sin lying at the door. You remember Jesus says, if you come to bring an offering and you know that your brother has somewhat against you, there's some friction between you and your brother, you go get it right with your brother, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your offering. I understand what Jesus meant. No matter how great your offering is, no matter how hard you have worked, no matter how talented you are, and how often you practice your singing, no matter how well read in the Bible that you are, no matter how long you have studied, when you bring it before the Lord, when you bring your song and you bring your blessing and lay it out before the Lord, he will bless it, except there be sin at the door. God wants you to lift up holy hands with a pure heart when you come before his throne.